Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, the 2022 housing market recap. All right, guys, it's that time of year again where I do my popular two-part series on the housing market. And the way this is going to work, for those of you that are newer to the show or if it's been a while since you tuned into this one, I do two-part episode here about the housing market. So as we get to the end of the year, I look at a lot of the data nationally as well as in my state here in Wisconsin and just try and make sense of it to try and kind of put a picture of what's happened in the past year with the housing market. And then I also do a second episode that will really dive into some thoughts on where the market is headed in 2023, the following year. So we kind of look back first and say, this is what really happened. And then we kind of look forward and say, this is what we think might happen based on some information that we have. So again, take all this, you know, with a grain of salt. Things can change. You know, as I've mentioned before, when we've done these, you know, if everything stays the same, this is what we think will happen, but we can never predict. We can never predict that COVID happened when it happened. We couldn't have predicted that they were going to jack the rates up so fast this past year. You know, the war in Ukraine obviously had an effect. So there's been a lot of things that have sort of, you know, put the market into kind of a weird spin. So those things can happen and they can change the forecasts and projections just very rapidly. But the one thing that doesn't change is the data. The data is the data from the previous year. So with that, let's get into this. And then the other disclaimer I have for you guys is that keep in mind that every market is different. Every market is unique. So what I'm seeing here in Wisconsin, when I talk about that, your market could be very different from that in how it's performing. And there's just so many variety of factors from the, you know, the number of jobs. I mean, if you get a new business in the area bringing in, you know, thousands of people, that's going to change that outlook pretty rapidly. So those kind of things can really skew numbers in one particular market. But when you take the country as a whole and you look at, you know, overall United States data year over year or overall Wisconsin data from previous year, it kind of helps even it out and paint a good picture. All right. So as I did the data here for Wisconsin, I was pretty shocked at some of the stuff I found because it wasn't quite what I was expecting. I was kind of surprised by it, quite honestly. So I think there's some, you know, it actually kind of gave me a little bit of positivity in the market after what I saw, because it actually, the market performed better than what I had anticipated. And I tried to break the data into a few different ways this time just to really see if some of the things I was thinking were true, and some of them were not, which was interesting. But what I did is I studied the first half of 2022 versus the second half of 2022 because I wanted to see how the rate increase really affected the market. And then I also wanted to split it. So I split the data and also looked at trying to see if a lot of the action that we saw in the market was just on the lower end or was it on the higher end. So I split the data as far as home sales and I stopped it at 500,000. So everything 500,000 or less. And then I also went 500,000 and up because I wanted to see, you know, kind of how that affected the market. All right. So what I did first for Wisconsin is I looked at, you know, the entire market and all home sales throughout Wisconsin. Actually, I'm sorry, this one's with my county, Waukesha County. So for the first half of the year, we had 237 sales and then 475 in the second half, which I was not expecting. We actually had way more sales in the second half of the year. Now, keep in mind, the second half of the year, you know, more people are buying or out and about late spring and early summer and then doing those transactions. So that's fairly typical, but I thought maybe the rate hike would affect that. It did not. There was actually more transactions in the second half of the year. Now, the next thing that's interesting is the list price. The list price, the average list price was $334,000 roughly for a home in the first half of 2022. It went up to $352,000 in the second half of the year. So the list price is still increasing. The sales price was $350,000 in the first half, and it went up to $362,000 in the second half. So that went up as well. Now, there's a little bit of a smaller spread between the list and the sale price from the two quarters. So the first, or I mean, not quarter, but the first half. So the first half of 2022, homes were selling for 5% over asking price on average. So the market was just flaming hot, where people were paying quite a bit over just to get the house. In the second half, people were still paying on average slightly over by almost 1.9%. That's again here in Waukesha County, here in Wisconsin. So you're seeing things slow down a bit, but that's still having an average sale price of over the asking price. That's still really good. That's a really good sign. Okay, so let's look at it a little differently now. We're going to look at the homes under 500,000 compared to over 500,000. Okay, so again, let's just do the first half of the year. We'll look at it that way. In the first half of the year, again, this is for Wisconsin, there were 902 home sales under the 500K mark. And in the same period, there was 419 of them above 500,000. So not quite half. So obviously, you know, about double on the lower end. And less on the upper, which we would expect. Now, the next thing to look at is let's look at that list price to sale price. So the list price was $336,000 for those first half of the year, and the sale price was almost $350,000. So you're looking at, you know, $14,000 difference people were paying over to get these homes. And on the higher end homes, the list price, the average list price is $646,000. And they're selling for $660,000. So there was about a $14,000 over asking on the higher end. So that number is fairly consistent, but it's obviously a much smaller percentage, about half when you look at it. So about 4.4%. Was the over asking price bid on a home that got accepted for a $500,000 house or less. But on the above $500,000 market, it was 2.1%, so about half. So kind of interesting seeing how that plays out. So you were still seeing people pay more, even on the higher end homes, which I wasn't quite expecting, but at a far lower percentage. All right, now I decided to split this again, and I decided to look at this at the first half of the year and the second half of the year. And the reason I did that is I was postulating that the rise in the interest rates would drastically cool the market. And again, kind of surprised. I thought maybe the under 500K market would be less affected than the above 500. So let's see how that played out. Well, again, in the second half of 2022, we saw more sales in both markets to the tune of about double, which I was shocked. I thought the number of sales would have flattened. It did not. It actually still increased. Now, part of the reason for that in my thought process here is that, again, people were out and about in spring probably buying homes, but the homes don't close for 30, 60, 90 days. And so if you bought a house in May, locked your rate, and then the rates went haywire, it didn't matter. You're still going to buy that house. And your house closed in July or August. It's going to report in that second half of the year. And even if the rates went up a bit, people might have – there's sort of this oh shoot, I waited too long thing going on. So a lot of people are like, hey, I'm jumping in now before they go up any higher. And that also sometimes spurs a little bit of activity before everything peters out. So that could explain why we are seeing the higher volume in the second half of the year. And then obviously in our state, the weather is very related to that, where people aren't, you know, looking or listing their homes a lot of times until later in the year. Okay. Plus you have sellers licking their chops, seeing all this crazy good housing data and saying, I want a piece of that. I want to cash out on my house. So a lot of people did that. All right. So let's look again at those under 500,000 homes. The list price was $351,000 and the sale price was $358,000. So about a $7,000 over asking for that. Whereas before we were talking about $14,000. So it dropped in about half. So the rate increase did start cooling the overspending on the houses, which is probably a good thing. And the average actually dropped down from 4.4% over asking to about 1.4% over asking. So that definitely did cool that. Now, let's look at the above 500K. The list price on those, the average list price for the second half of the year was $653,000. So that increased roughly by about $8,000. And the sale price average is $659,000. So $659,000 for that. And it was $660,000 in the previous half. So that actually declined. So we did see more softening on the higher end homes. We actually saw the average sale price go down only by about $1,000. The list price went up, but the sale price started to decline. So it definitely showed a lot more softening there. That definitely makes sense to me and what I'm seeing in the new construction market, because we're definitely a lot higher price point. But again, it still averaged out to being over asking price. Which is kind of crazy, but still people were paying over for some of these homes. Again, I think some of that spillover from the last part of Q2. So that makes sense. Okay, we talked a lot, and this is incorporating not only new homes, but existing homes. Let's look at some other data, because I always study also some things like vacant land. I also break out some new construction stats for the state, and then I have the national data as well. So first, let's do the vacant land sales for Wisconsin. And pretty interesting stuff here. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw one of these numbers. So pretty surprising. But in 2022, we sold about half as many lots as we did in 2021. So a lot less people buying the lots. And this could be for a variety of reasons. One is, again, part of it, supply issue. You know, most builders, developers only carry so many lots. They take a while to create new ones. So if you had them, you sold them. If you didn't have them, you obviously couldn't sell. So in the first part of 2021, people probably had some inventory and, you know, a lot sold. And then in 2022, you know, you can't sell a lot if it doesn't exist yet, if it's still being built. So that's a big part of it. But the other part of it is, again, the continual increase in the cost. And this is pretty staggering. So the average lot price in 2021 was $210,000 here in Wisconsin. $210,000 for a lot. Oh, that's just huge. But guess what? In 2022, it was $217,000. It went up another $7,000, which is just crazy. But when you look at it in terms of percentages, it was about a 3% increase, which is, you know, a typical cost of living increase. Certainly not as much as the inflationary increases that we've seen, but pretty interesting. And then the other thing I looked at with vacant lots is that there's a difference between the list and sale price. Lots sell for about 97% of the list price. So typically, there's about a 3% concession on average for the lot sales. So pretty interesting there. All right, let's talk about new construction. So I was able to filter out the data here in Wisconsin and look at the new construction market and see how many new homes sold. And so how I do this, what I consider new construction, is I just go back to anything that was the year built, the current year, or the previous 2 years, and I consider that new construction. Now, there is going to be some that are resale. Somebody bought it and sold it within a year, but I still consider that home generally new. So it's not a perfect method, but I apply the same methodology each year to use this data. So it's pretty close to catching most of the new homes. All right, so we're going to go look at 2020, the pandemic year. We're going to look at 2021 and 2022. First of all, the number of home sales, and again, I just did my market here in the Waukesha County area of Wisconsin. So in 2020, there was 148 of these new homes sold. In 2021, there was 168, which makes sense. So that market continued to grow. But what surprised me was there was 188 of them in 2022. There was even more. And I wasn't expecting that. I was kind of surprised by that, that I thought that would have declined, but it was actually more. But again, you have to look at data, especially for a new home sale. These homes were built in 2021, so there's going to be a lag in the data, just like the 2020 homes were built in 2019 to be a new home. So I think what we're going to see is in 2023, we will definitely see those numbers start to drop quite a bit. All right. Next thing, let's look at the list price. The list price for new construction homes in 2020 was $699,000 for the average asking price for a brand new home. Gosh, that's a staggering number, isn't it? 2021, it went up to $729,000, so nearly about a $30,000 increase year over year for the listing price of a new home. And in 2022, it actually went down $1,000. So not a big drop because, again, materials and things cost what they cost, but that definitely shows a little bit of a softening on that higher end. And then as we look at the sale price, in 2020, there was a pretty huge discrepancy between list price and sales price. It was almost $45,000 less. So whatever the homes were listed at, there was almost a $45,000 drop between the final sale price in 2020. Now, that was a pandemic year, so people were, you know, maybe buying stuff and asking for deals. There was probably some uncertainty. But then look what happened in 2021. The average sale price leapt up to $729,000. So you're looking at, you know, a $75,000 increase in 1 year in sale price. That is just a crazy number. And in 2022, the average sale price dropped back down to $699. So still much higher than 2020, but it declined by almost $30,000. So, you know, over that 3 year period, you're still up quite a bit of money. You know, probably, what are we at here? I didn't do my math. I should have done my math. but you're still up $44,000 over 3 years for a new home. So yeah, kind of interesting. So anyway, that's interesting. And, you know, obviously we're seeing the percentage of discount decline, but it's still the average is still people are paying a little bit over for these homes. It's kind of interesting. All right, now let's look at some national housing data. This is a lot of real estate data, so this doesn't necessarily incorporate just new construction, but existing home sales for the year of 2022 are down 7.7%. So that's pretty interesting. So we are seeing the level of transactions decline. That's due to a lot of things, obviously the higher prices, higher interest rates, and still a lack of inventory because there just still is not a lot of houses on the market. Now let's look at the mean price of homes. So in 2021, nationally, the mean pricing of homes was $466,700 roughly. That's crazy. That used to be in the 200 range. So cost of housing has went up quite a bit. The mean price in 2022 has still increased. It's $479,000. But here's the interesting part. The mean price of houses actually peaked in June of 2022 at $534,000. That makes total sense to me that was the data point I was looking at, kind of showing that as soon as they cranked those rates up in June of 2022, the numbers started to decline after that. And I don't think we've seen the end of the decline in the pricing yet. I think we're going to still see some drops in pricing. But we're still, what's going to happen, I believe, and this is just a weird thing, but we're going to see the average sale price still continue to tick up, but we're going to see the, the discount level become higher. So instead of it being over asking, it's going to start to go back to below asking. You might start seeing a 1 to maybe 3% decline in that list to sale price here. And then especially as you get into the higher price points where there's less buyers, you might see a little bit larger percentage there. All right. Then I just kind of looked at the data just from Wisconsin as a whole. How many homes did we sell over different period of times? So as we look back from the time of 2016 to 2019, it was pretty consistent. We were selling about 82,000 homes per year in the state of Wisconsin. In the year 2020, the pandemic year, it jumped up to 89,000. So we saw a pretty big increase in 2020. In 2021, it was 91,000 homes. So it continued to grow. But in 2022, now I don't have the December data in here, so we can add that in or estimate what that would be. But in 2022, as of the end of November, we sold 73,000 homes. So quite a bit of a drop there. But we don't have the December data in. If we assume about 5,000 per month, which is typical for December, you're at about 78,000, which is still a pretty huge decline in the home sales. So the market definitely stopped and slowed, not stopped, but it definitely slowed down quite a bit. The other thing that's interesting is the median price of homes here in Wisconsin increased about 20,000 per year on average over the last 4 years. So if you're looking at housing and not sure of it as an investment, it's actually a pretty darn good investment. The median price went up $20,000 per year. That's how much value you gained in your home. That's pretty impressive. All right. Now, last but not least, we're going to look at the permit data for our new homes. And this is national data. And then I do have the Wisconsin data. So again, looking back to 2021 and 2022, this is pretty stark. 2021, there were 1,115,000 permits pulled for new single-family homes. That's a pretty big number. That's about the number that we want to be at, maybe even a little bit higher to replenish the older housing stock. Unfortunately, in 2022, we're looking at only about 865,000 permits pulled, down 9%. That's a pretty big decline in the new permits. And again, we should be building, according to data I've heard, we should be building closer to that 1.1 million homes per year just to handle the population growth, just to handle the replacements of older homes. So what does this mean? This means we're going to have a deficit in housing in the near future again. So we've got to get back to building more houses. But again, people don't buy new homes when the interest rates are really high. Builders reduce how many they build because they can only hold so much. They have to finance as well. So that's going to put some pressure, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, the next episode. All right. Then let's look at regionally. They also talk about permits regionally, and you can look at this. So what was interesting to me was, if we have an average of 9% decline in permits, how did different regions fare? Well, the Midwest, the region I'm in, fared worse. We were down about 12% year over year on permits. Also, out west, the permits were also down about 12%. So the western part of the United States and the central part of the United States fared worse overall. What areas fared better? Well, this one's not really a surprise to me. The southern area of the United States was down 7%. So that's your Texas and New Floridas and things like that. They're bigger markets. You've got the weather, you've got year-round building, those kind of things. But the one that surprised me was the Pacific region was only down 5%. So the Pacific Coast, for some reason, is faring quite a bit better. And I'm not sure exactly why, other than maybe your Carolinas. You know, you got your Raleigh area and that kind of thing. That's been very strong for younger home buyers. So maybe that buoyed that up. But yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. All right. And then last but not least, the data is broken down for the state of Wisconsin. And we saw in our state here specifically, we actually fared a little bit better. We were only down 8% for permits, not the 9% that we saw in the Midwest. So slightly better, but we went from 11,400 new home permits down to about 10,400. And I expect, you know, potentially that data to decline again in 2023 until, we see some softening of the rates. So there you have it. That's the data. It's pretty interesting. As we looked at it, I'm surprised that there were still a larger number of transactions in the second half of the year, but we did start to see the prices soften. And again, there's a lot of lag in this data. So what's, I think, going to be interesting is to look at the Q1 data of 2024. I suspect those numbers are probably not going to be real great because now you're into, you know, anything that closes in Q1 of 2024 was probably sold anywhere from Q3 to Q4 of 2022. And it's definitely softened up out there in the market. So we're going to see some of these declines hit a little bit harder for the first part of next year and before these things stabilize out. So again, good news is your house is still worth more. You're still gaining a lot of value. The good news is if you want to sell, you can still sell your home. You're not going to maybe get over asking anymore, but you still are going to get a much higher list price than you were a couple years ago. And the days of the market is still not anything out of ordinary. So it's still going to potentially sell as long as you list it at a fair price. For those of you buying, you are going to start seeing some softening on the price. You don't have to pay over necessarily anymore. So the market has kind of reset to some semblance of normalcy, but there definitely is more softening on the higher end. And, you are going to, you're going to sell your home for more money, but you're going to pay more for your new home. And you have to understand that. So, you know, if you own a home, you're not really as adversely affected. If you are a first-time buyer, you are definitely going to be have a little bit larger gap than you did before. So hopefully you've got some money saved up so that you can move ahead with that purchase. And it's just interesting data. Again, a little different than I expected, but in some weird times that's what we can count on is expect the unexpected.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.